And for those of you who are still unsure, try this. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God, Romans 8:14. This isn't referring to his gifts, it's referring to those who are living in the Spirit, by the Spirit, and being taught by him daily. His ways surely aren't our ways. This is the Lord's doing, surely is marvellous in our eyes. But he's challenging us again to a one-on-one walk with him alone, chips are down, face to face, heart to heart. Will you have me? Really experience me, not your idea of me. Here's my cup. Will you come and drink? To have and to hold from this day forth, cleaving only to me. No matter how far we've gone or think we've gone in our Christian walk, he presses this one thing. Have I been with you so long and yet you have not known me, Philip? It's in this place, ground zero, that we find everything we thought we knew about Christ is brought into the light of his countenance, under his scrutiny, ground zero. That's where we need to start, beloved, he says, right there, with your understanding of me. He did it all the time. With Nicodemus, a man of the law, he knew a thing or two. With the woman of Samaria, she thought she knew some things. The helpless cripple, 38 years in the same place, thought he knew what he needed. The mad blind from birth, all started again from ground zero, drinking from the well of water that would never run dry. Without me. John 15:5. I know, don't rub it in. Zilch, nada, nothing. He will not touch the thing until it's beyond all human hope. He's not healing the old man. He's making a new one after his image. I am the bread of the life. There is nothing here in this world that can feed you. Nothing in this world that can meet your need. Bread from heaven or you're dead. Life in the Spirit. Let my people go that they might worship me. Exodus 7:16, he demanded of Pharaoh. Not let them go so as they're free to roam, but that they might worship me. He's always having to bring us back to himself. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. So what Pharaoh is holding you back from worshipping him alone right now? What Isaac do you still need to put on the altar? Questions, questions. They make you think though, don't they?